Who's heard of the Hawaiian Pigeon Bible? Now, let me explain to you what pidgin is. Pidgin is basically where someone does not speak a language appropriately or understand it completely. So they just basically have a broken version of that language, like a half or half, and they basically just have their own dialect. But it's not really a legitimate language, okay? It may turn into that, but it's not its own language. Now, Hawaiian pidgin language is this, because there's all these people that came from China, Japan, from the Philippines, from all these Asian countries into Hawaii, and they don't speak English. So you know what? They have a pidgin language that's like a broken English. So they guess what? Someone made it a Bible. Now, let me give you some excerpts, okay? Hawaiian pidgin. This is the beginning. It's called Da Start. God make da world. That's the title. Verse 1. The time when everything win start, God make the sky and the world. The world comes so no mo, nothing inside. No mo shape, nothing. On top the wild ocean that cover editing, never had light, nothing. Only had God's spirit day moving around over the water. Then God tell, I like light fo shine. And the light start fo shine. God see how good the light. Then he put the light on one side and the dark on the other side. The light time, he give them the name daytime. The dark time, he give them the name nighttime. So had the nighttime and the daytime as day number one. On the Bible app on my phone, it has this version as a legitimate Bible version. There are people that are reading this online, legitimate, and they're all like, we're going to start reading the Hawaiian Pigeon Bible. The time when everything starts. It's like, what in the world? And if you're going to tell me that Ebonics is a legitimate language, then you have to say this is legitimate too. You can't pick and choose. Look, no person that's rational would say this is a legitimate version of the Bible. This is blasphemous if you ask me. You know, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Now look, if I'm from China and I'm trying to communicate with someone from the United States and I don't speak English well and I sound like this just to get a message across, so be it. There's no problem in that. But then why do I have to say that's a legitimate language that we need to make a Bible into? That's where you're basically just harming these people by telling them it's okay to speak a broken version of English. The same as it would be to tell these young black children, oh, don't learn how to speak English properly. It's okay, speak Ebonics. I know Ben Good. That's foolishness. What are they trying to do? They're trying to enslave them. Because you know what? When you don't have a command of any language, how are you going to understand the Word of God? How are you going to understand anything? How are you going to be successful in the world that you live in? Now, I told you Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting and get understanding, here's your Hawaiian pidgin version. You like come to kind guy that know what foe do every time? This the number one ting. Go all out for learn what foe do every time. And every ting you learn, make sure you understand them. Now, who got the same comprehension from that? Go to Hosea 4. Go to Hosea chapter number 4. You say, oh, you're making fun of people. I'm not making fun of any person. I'm making fun of bad ideas. You know what? If you're trying to learn how to speak, you know, my toddlers, they sound like this. He no do good. You know, him bad. You know, that's what my kids sound like. But I'm not going to say, oh, this is a new language. My kids are brilliant. They've come up with new toddler talk. You know, let's glorify this. We should never teach them how to read and write. They already got it. That's the same philosophy. It's a foolish philosophy. And you know what? You end up going to destroy yourself. Look at Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Notice these people, they rejected the Bible. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. They don't want knowledge. And they, guess what? Destroyed. And when you reject learning, When you reject reading, when you reject studying, when you reject being able to read and write and do these things, you are going to destroy yourself. Civilizations that are not able to read and write are not going to thrive. Show me a successful country in this world that can't read and write. Oh, you want to go back to Africa where they're running around half naked and they can't read and write and they're eating each other like cannibals? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Sounds wonderful. No, they're literally destroying themselves. The best countries are going to be ones that can read and write and have the Word of God at the forefront of their learning. You know, in America, in the early portion of our education system, while I don't agree with public education, at least, you know where they got their reading and writing from? The Bible. They would copy Bible verses to learn how to write. They would memorize Bible verses. They had the Ten Commandments. And you know, again, I'm not for public education, but at least if you're going to force them to do something, that sounds like a pretty good habit. Sounds like a pretty good education source there. I can see why our country is a little different. Let me give you Hosea 4:6 from the Hawaiian Pigeon. My people stay, come, and wipe out because they don't own me. And because you priest guys no like know me. As why I no like let you guys be my priest guys. You guys forget the teaching that come from me. Yo a God, the one in charge. As why I gon' forget yo kids. This is ridiculous. Look, you say this is silly. Yeah, it's just as silly as them glorifying Ebonics and praising Ebonics. Now look, I'm not saying using Ebonics would be wrong. Hey, if you get somebody saved using Ebonics, praise the Lord. I don't care. You know, if you have to use pidgin language to communicate with someone, go for it. But at the end of the day, your personal understanding needs to go beyond that so that you can comprehend the Word of God.